As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Junkies. Back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 18th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
What's up? Good morning. Happy Friday.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
It's Friday.
Running the three-man show. EB's out today. And I believe on Monday, although he didn't seem to be aware, I know that I'm off next week, but I couldn't take Monday off. So I'm Tuesday through Friday because EB had taken a week. The Montgomery County Public Schools, which is where my son goes, they're off this week. My daughter, she goes to a private Catholic school. She's off next week. But my son is going to disrespect his classes after Tuesday, and then we're going to hit South Carolina.
Very good.
But couldn't go. EB's out on Monday, even though he seemed unaware of it.
I mean, he's traveling all the time. Like, I could understand him, like, not remembering, like, if he's leaving on a certain day.
I'm telling
like
you,
if he gets
10 weeks of vacation. Right?
You're convinced of it?
So somehow
he gets launch an investigation.
He gets more weeks than we do.
I'm surprised everybody's in this morning. There was, like, just traffic Armageddon around the DMV today.
I guess I missed it. I got lucky, I guess. I don't know.
What, around the Beltway? Or?
Well, I think that, I don't know if it was shut down, but the American Legion Bridge, which is the way that I usually, I go from Maryland into Virginia and I take the GW Parkway, that was a mess. I heard the BW Parkway was shut down.
I must have just missed it.
Maybe it was behind you.
I had smooth sailing on the Buffalo Wild Wings Parkway and no issues.
Yeah. So
trust me, when it happens, it's a debacle. I'm like, now if it happens before the split where you can go down into the city off to the right, that's when it's a real disaster. I mean, it's just a matter of timing. Yes, I got lucky.
Did you pass the RFK site this morning?
I did, but it's in darkness. So
yeah.
I'm barely awake, and it's still butt dark when I drive past that part of the city.
Hey, can I ask for my $2 bills back?
You can ask for them.
Are they gone?
Why do you need them back?
Well, I use them for tips for my guys. Because those are still my $10.
It is? I owe you $10?
Well, hold on. Valdez, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
All right. I gave JP $10.
Let's do some accounting here. Yeah.
He gave them to you.
Right.
And you got pissed. You didn't like them. So you just gave them to Cakes.
He gave them as making change. Because I owed him for the golf win. So I gave him a 20 spot. He gives me the five $2 bills.
Okay. Well, that money's still mine. Because I paid I paid so Valdez.
Listen. How does this make sense?
I paid Valdez.
Make it make sense.
$20.
All right.
$10 for me. $10 from JP.
Okay.
For the golf bets.
All right.
All right. Okay. JP gave him $10 for the $2 bills.
Okay.
Right. That I had given to JP because I owed him.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
JP gave it. He didn't want those, so he gave them to you as part of the change.
Right.
But that money was still mine.
You're saying you never got your change back.
Correct.
Okay. I don't know.
So that $10 is still mine.
I don't understand. So how am I going to be made?
Fuzzy math.
How am I going to be made
whole?
How
is it fuzzy math?
Well, So I give.
You owed me $10, right? So you gave me $10.
I can't do this. Right, let's just work this out.
I gave you $10.
All right, Jason owes JP $10.
I gave you $10.
We should have done this at 9.
You gave me $10, right? Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Now right. I owed Valdez $10.
So you gave it to him.
So I gave Valdez the $10, which was the $2 bills.
Right.
Now you haven't paid Valdez yet.
Not yet.
I've paid him. Valdez has my $10.
So right. I got it.
But I gave him $20, so I paid him for you again.
Oh, well, that was stupid because, of you. Why would you pay twice?
No. This because I didn't realize that Valdez was giving the $2 bills back to him as part of change. I thought he just didn't want the $2 bills, so he just gave him the cakes.
Okay, you thought this was just a gift.
But essentially, I gave him $30.
All right.
Because I gave them the $2 bills, plus I gave them $20 in Venmo for you and me.
I mean,
so that money still mine.
This is more confusing than the
it
when
really
I was on the chalkboard
it.
During Goodwill Hunting.
It's really not confusing.
Or Matt Damon says, "You know how easy this is for me."
I'll tell you what. You know, give me $4 so I can tip my guy today. You can keep the other six.
Give Jason a Fields medal.
All right, here's your four.
All right,
I don't know where I stand.
I think I got it.
There you go.
Okay. I think
that's going to tip the caddy. The valet.
I think that means I owe cakes 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, you
not
know
sure.
What? You know what? Pry it out of Drab's cold, dead hands because he still hasn't paid me for it.
Okay. Yeah, good
luck. You know, I just feel like I'm getting bamboozled over here somehow, but
you're not.
Whatever.
You're not.
I'm not?
No.
Okay.
I'm speaking the truth. I'm doing the math correctly.
All right, I'll have to trust somebody in here is doing correct math.
So I hooked the valets with $100 a month.
Yeah.
I just do the monthly. He does this daily thing. He's probably saving.
He nickels and dimes.
He's definitely saving.
Yeah, of course.
He's definitely saving. I just am not going to carry $2 every day.
No.
Actually, I guess $4 or $5 every day.
I pay the valet like $2 or $3 on the drop-off and on the pickup.
Okay. So you're hitting them twice a day.
Okay, but maximum. Yeah. Maximum is 25 a week.
Yeah.
Right. I'm paying 25 a week regardless if I'm doing 100. Well, yesterday, my guy who I like.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
That's all he ever said.
Kind of caught me in a weak moment because I very rarely have cash. And I realized, I have cash. You know what? I'm not going through this dance anymore of doing an envelope and writing my name and writing the month. So I go, hey, while I have you here, let me just pay you for. And what I do now is I give I'll call him afternoon guy, pickup guy. See you tomorrow. I pay him.
Yeah.
And then I pay the morning guy separately.
Got it.
Right. So I pay $50, $50. He caught me, man. I only had 20s, so I just gave him 60. I just hooked him for April.
Sometimes that happens.
And he puts it in his pockets. No chance he shares it.
Yeah. No, of course.
But I don't care. I like seeing him.
No, Yark shares. That's who I get.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Yark.
Yeah, 100%.
He's a good guy. I like him a lot.
Yeah,
what about the young kid? The young kid that's there sometimes. He's, I don't know, he's like.
On Tuesday? On what morning?
Yeah. He's usually Tuesday, there Wednesdays? On Tuesdays, maybe.
In the morning?
Yeah. No,
I don't. Yeah, I don't tip him.
He's sleeping in the valet closet.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
He's always sleeping.
Well, why wouldn't you be at 5 in the morning?
That guy's sleeping all the time.
5:15 in the morning. You're the only dummies that are driving up there time of the day for the most part. I mean, I haven't been there in a while, but the only other actions going on in that corner, I mean, could be something shady or it's people waiting for an Uber. Like to go to the airport.
Correct.
That's sometimes there are families leaving early.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, so we got that all taken care of.
Yeah. Okay, good.
They told me that they sleep from 2 to 5 in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They need to sleep at some point.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. I mean, back when Cakes was my boss at Wild World, which is now Six Flags, I had this position eventually called, I think they called it Morning Boy.
Yeah.
Where the park opened at 10.
Mm-hmm.
but they wanted some people to come in early to change the oil, like on the fryers.
Had to get the place ready
for business.
And set
up the stands early. And I would get there 7:30-ish, 8, and nobody was at the park. And I never really did much. You change the fryer oil. You're supposed to change it every day. I don't know that that happened. Yeah, and I'll be honest, I felt guilty about it because sometimes I would just be laying on the laying on a bench or something, trying to catch some Z's.
It's all good.
And then one day, I think Cakes botched the schedule and he double booked it. And there was this kid named Derwin.
Not surprised. He
and Derwin saw me and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm morning boy." He's like, "No." And what Derwin did is he used to get there early and just play in the arcade games.
Well, that's, you know what? That's industrious of him. That's probably what I would have done too.
Okay, because I did not do the double dip fade bet against the Washington teams last night.
It would have been lucrative. And it would have paid you.
Because I just didn't know what to. I didn't know who was playing for the Caps. I had no idea.
Right.
When we talked to Dowder yesterday, he had no idea.
Right.
Yeah, he played. He played 16 minutes, 15 and a half minutes, whatever it was. So it looks like most of the guys played.
Yeah, but it was new goalie.
It was a new goalie.
Clay Stevenson got his first NHL start.
Never heard of Clay Stevenson.
He got pulled up from, I believe, Hershey.
Right.
Class move by the Penguins. And I know you don't want to give the Penguins much love.
I'll give them respect because they gave Ovi a standing ovation at one point. During,
I heard the Ovi cheers there.
So, and look, when I don't think... I think that's Ovi's last game there, but they're obviously just acknowledging him breaking Gretzky's record. Mm-hmm. But I would guess when Malkin and Crosby play their last games at Capital One Arena, they're going to get people standing up and cheering for them.
Sure,
like
they
people respect the greatness and realize what those guys, especially Crosby, have done for the league.
So Crosby and Ovi, did they come in the same year?
I think it was 1 year apart.
1 year apart, okay.
Let me double check.
That's kind of crazy that Crosby is still putting up 90-point seasons.
Yeah.
He's got 91 points. I think I saw this morning it was his ninth 90-point season. I mean, he's 37 years old.
Right.
So he's a little bit younger than Ovi, but he's still cranking it out. Man, so, it's incredible.
So Crosby went one in the 2005 NHL draft.
I'm guessing, so it's a year later.
I'm guessing Ovi was number one in 04.
Okay, so they're a year apart.
Yep.
Okay. You're right. But, yeah, because I didn't really know what to expect last night. I didn't know they were going to play the Stevenson kid, so I just stayed away.
Pretty good 1-2 in Ovi's draft. It was Ovi and then Malkin, back-to-back.
Not bad.
It's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Well, your playoff schedule is set.
I know. I was hoping for Sunday. Game one Sunday afternoon or maybe even Sunday evening, but it's Monday.
Monday, Wednesday.
Which gives us something to kind of, you know, look forward to Monday morning on the show. We'll be pumping up that game on Monday. So
7 o'clock Monday, they will host the Canadiens.
Yep.
And then it's on every other day.
Every other day.
Wondering, should I reach out to a good friend and see if I should go to game one or game two at home? Wondering. I'm pondering.
Yeah,
Monday or Wednesday. I can think about it over the weekend.
or you could fly to Montreal for game three on Friday.
I mean, I could do, I could.
Yeah.
Hey, my cousin lives there.
There you go.
Never been to Montreal. I know it shocks people. Never been to that dot on the map.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Anyway, yeah, 7 o'clock puck drop on Monday, game one against Montreal.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067 or on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.